Morning after morning, all the loved ones of these Shia Muslims are now the common scenes here in Pakistan. Across Pakistan, Shia Muslims have been brutally targeted. In two separate incidents on Saturday, seven Shia Muslims, all ethnically Hazaras, were gunned down in the outskirts of Quetta, the provincial capital of the most lawless province of Pakistan. In another gruesome act of sectarian violence on Thursday, a Karachi-based additional and session judge, Zulfikar Naqvi, was targeted, along with his guard and driver in Quetta, when he was on his way to office. Shia community says that the non-stop targeted violence have claimed the lives of thousands of Shia Muslims since 1980, when a military ruler, Ziaul Haq, radicalized Pakistani society to fuel the US-funded Soviet war in Pakistani's strategic backyard, Afghanistan. According to local media, over 200 Shia Muslims have been gunned down in 2012, and the death toll of Hazara community in Quetta in last couple of years have reached over 700. In August alone, over 30 Shiites were targeted.
Since 1980s,
we are witnessing the surge in violence against the Shia community in Pakistan, and the then military dictator Ziaul Haq was the man responsible for the bloodshed of Shia community, even for this day, because he radicalized the Pakistani society and created elements for US-funded war in Afghanistan to legitimize and save his rule.
On Friday, lawyers in Balochistan observed a black day throughout the province, boycotting all court proceedings to condemn the killing of a judge, hoisting black flags at bar rooms in protest. Press TV asked for the opinion of a senior lawyer of Pakistan's apex court.
It's not the first time that it has happened. It's been happening for quite some time. All this is being done for a purpose. Purpose is creating chaos. Purpose is to get rid of the judiciary, so that once the judiciary is afraid of being targeted, they would do what is required of them to do by those persons, not what they are required by law to do.
Addressing a conference organized to promote harmony among Muslims, Altaf Hussain, the chief of Karachi's largest political party, Mutahidda Qaumi Movement, or MQM, expressed serious concerns over the ongoing violence against Shia Muslims and warned that if the situation persists on the same pattern, every sect would call for separate state for its survival, and the trend may break the country. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.